Blog Talk Radio. This program has been made possible by Weatherby Asset Management. The views and opinions expressed are those of the guests.
We've been looking forward to this face-to-face conversation with Lori Emmerich, a member of Women Moving Millions. Lori is a Colorado native transplanted to Washington, D.C., and she worked for 15 years in NGOs and with governments to develop primary health care delivery systems in global health. As an individual donor herself, she advises family foundations and individuals on effective social justice grant making. Lori, I just want to share with our audience today some of the projects that you're working on that are important to you around women and girls.
Great. Well, actually, the project that I'm doing the most work on currently is definitely includes women and girls, but its aim is really to be very inclusive to all people of varying gender, power, race, and class differences. I'm working on with a team of people to create a national progressive leadership campus here in Washington, D.C. This will be a place where organizations, some of the leading social justice organizations, will be gathered to do their work separately and also to look at opportunities for working across across different sectors and to come out of their silos and join up with their colleagues in service of their vision. And then we also are going to have residential housing, so we'll have up to 40 young people, those from low-income backgrounds who currently are locked out of the pipeline into a career through internships and fellowships because of the high cost barriers. And so we're trying to lower those barriers for them and invite them into the movement for social justice here in the U.S.
Can you give us some specific examples of who the participants are at different levels of the project?
Well, the project is beyond conception, and we're moving into implementation. We don't yet have the buildings, and so we've built our foundation, and we're ready to go to the next step. Our website is going to be going live in about a week, and so we're very excited. We're looking for our first executive director, and so I just know that the young folks will be, and also, you know, staff members in these organizations are coming from, you know, different backgrounds. Some in the organization, some of the people will be from overseas and their transplants to the U.S. And certainly that, you know, understanding of gender issues and how women are may be impacted differently by different societal problems will be, you know, definitely part of how we'll be looking at things.
So are you continuing to serve as the coordinator for this project? And I think the project name is Other Worlds Are Possible Giving Circles. Is that the organization?
That's actually a prior project that I worked on. It was an international giving circle with members mainly from the United States. But the Leadership Campus, the name of the campaign that we are creating in order to build the campus is called Building for Progress.
Why is this important to you, Lori?
Well, it's important. I've worked for a number of years, and even my family, my father before me, very interested in creating equal opportunity for people, you know, of all backgrounds. That's something that I grew up with and something that's still very core to me. And so the opportunity to give these young people a chance to participate, to bring their experience, that broader experience and different eye to policy issues, you know, It's a seat at the table for everybody who's affected by a particular issue. That's what we're trying to create. And we're also trying to build some of the bridges and the collaboration and the coordination and relationships among staff members and across generations, from the more senior staff members in the organizations to the newcomers, you know, just beginning their careers.
Lori, you're one of the members of the speakers program with Women Moving Millions. Is this a key topic that you speak to the public on, is social justice, or are there other areas that you're available to speak to organizations and to the media about?
Right. Well, I bring kind of a disparate background. I've had, as you noted in your intro, I've worked internationally. I lived overseas. I lived in Kinshasa in what's now the Democratic Republic of Congo for 4 years. And then I've lived that in the States, but also traveled quite a lot throughout many of the countries of Africa on assignment doing public health work. So although that is rather dated, but I do keep up with the international scene, so I'm available to talk about internationally what's going on with women and girls, some of the issues that are affecting women and girls outside of the U.S., and, you know, sadly, it's many of the same issues. I was just reading this morning in the news about the four people convicted in India who had raped and killed a young girl who was just riding on their bus. So we have, you know, that kind of thing, sadly, throughout the international scene. But there are bright spots as well. And because I'd worked on this, the Other Worlds Are Possible Giving Circle, that in fact was really looking specifically at alternatives that are coming up in the global south, you know, bright spots of new ways that people are organizing to create the change they need in their world. So I can speak to some of the bright spots as well as some of the issues internationally. And then I do have experience with giving circles, so to the extent there's interest in how you create a giving circle, what are some of the pros and cons, I'm available to speak on that as well.
What are the benefits of being affiliated with an organization such as Women Moving Millions?
Without a doubt, it's the people that you get to meet.
That's how I feel.
Not just saying that because of you, but
yeah, that's how I feel.
You are a sterling example of that. Really, Women Moving Millions came at a time for me when I was very ripe for it. I was ready to really step up, step out, be more public, you know, be more open about my personal situation and my views, you know, about different policy issues in the world, and really to come out of the closet as a person with wealth, inherited wealth. And so it's a fabulous group of women. We've had some really great training opportunities as well through Women Moving Millions. You know, on your screen a little earlier, I saw Katie Ornstein. It was fabulous. And so I think it's, you know, number one, it's the community, those that you get to meet and start connecting with, and relationships and problem solving together. And there's, you know, a group of people you feel you can call on when stuff comes up. And but also I love the vision, you know, of it. I love that idea of, like, move your money. And also not just the money that you give philanthropically, but also let's look at where your assets are invested and to what extent that's in harmony with your views and your vision of the world that you're trying to create. So it's a fabulous resource. And, you know, I think if you're somebody who qualifies, why wouldn't you join?
Absolutely. You know, Lori, what are the next steps for your involvement with Women Moving Millions? I know we work together with the community committee. Are there other parts of the organization that you plan to be engaged with?
I think probably I love being part of the community engagement committee. You know, as you can tell from where I put my emphasis on what I get out of Women Moving Millions. I think that's all the time really that I have on my plate for Women Moving Millions is to, I'm one of the co-chairs of that committee. I'm really trying to focus as much as possible on the creation. This is a big and visionary and complicated and expensive project. I mean, when you're trying to really, you know, shift something in a very basic and fundamental way, it's just very big. And the political right in the United States has invested in this way in the leadership development of their young people. They've been doing it for more than 25 years, you know, working on the campuses, having free living space, paid internships, all of this, which has resulted in this big swell of, you know, the next generation of leaders with the viewpoints of the right. And we have just not been investing in a similar way, and we must, to ensure our future and to ensure that we are able to create the world that we're hoping, which has, you know, fairness and dignity and respect among people throughout the world and at any level.
Would your father and mother be proud of the legacy that they have existing in you and the work that you're continuing to carry forward? Or do you think that there's more that you could do as a daughter to capture the lessons that they taught you?
No, I mean, that's part of what really, you know, moves me about this work is that it's extremely connected to the value set that I grew up with. And both of my parents have passed, and particularly my father, I could use his help. I could use his counsel. He was, you know, a serial entrepreneur type of person. And so he was very wise, and I, you know, feel him sort of looking over my shoulder, and I know he's, you know, smiling, and I just wish I could hear what some of his whispers might be to guide me. But no,
I think that you're being guided, Lori. I think that the heart and soul of who you are and the work that you're doing is a part of what resonates so vastly throughout the Women Moving Millions community. But even beyond that, your perspective on social justice on behalf of others, you know, really embodies you putting your time and your talents and your resources in the places that will assure that this legacy continues forward and that there is support for the next generation of leaders. And I think that's also what makes us feel so connected is that there's, within our spheres of work, there's no dream or opportunity or vision that's too big, you know, that we could just feel like we can tackle it. You know, let's take a piece of it and do our part to make a difference. And I think that as long as we're all doing our part to make a difference, that a difference does occur, and it can be sustained because those seeds are planted into the next generation. Lori Emmerich, thank you so much for being here on Sylvia Global, and we look forward to seeing and hearing more about the work that you're doing around the world. Let our listeners know, our viewers know, how they can contact you and how they can support the work that you're doing in Washington, D.C. and internationally.
Well, I guess one of the best ways will be, as I mentioned, our website is going to go live. So if there's an interest in this broader aspect, the website would be great, and the address there is www.buildingforprogress.org. And if there are questions that are on a more kind of personal and intimate, or, you know, how do you handle this or that situation, or tell me about Women Moving Millions, the best way to connect is through my personal email, which is onlyconnect53@gmail.com.
Gmail.com. So our viewers who want to engage you as a speaker can contact you at that address.
Yes.
Email address, or through the Women Moving Millions office. Lori, thank you so much. See you soon.
You're very welcome.
Hello.
Shortly. I'm really looking forward to it.
You know, before we go, you realize it's because of you that Sylvia Global got launched. It was you, Tracy Gary, and Gail Murphy, Istanbul last year, and you said, I couldn't travel there because of the health issues. You said, we're going to use the technology and get you there to participate. And it was that conversation and that effort that launched Sylvia Global.
Oh,
thanks
my gosh.
So much,
no,
Lori.
I didn't realize that.
Yeah,
I remember.
Yeah.
And you've come a long way. You've come a long way now. More technology glitches like we said we had. We tried to bring you into the room.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lori. We look forward to having you back again, and we'll have you joining in some global conversations. Probably we'll start with that Daughters of India discussion, too, because we're so connected around the world in our commitment to making a difference. Thanks, Lori. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Weatherby Asset Management is dedicated to providing exceptional wealth management services by forming partnerships built on trust, understanding, and thoughtful advice. For more than 20 years, they've been offering objective perspective, personalized planning, and sophisticated investment management to individual investors and families, as well as pension plans, foundations, and endowments. Contact them at www.weatherby.com. Weatherby Asset Management, located in San Francisco and New York City.